Hello there. In this brief video, I'm going to talk a little about how we can have a kind of streaming approach or a stepwise approach to develop online training materials that can be reused for various kind of purposes. And we take as our starting point the blog, where you can write a small message or a comment on something. You can take a picture and upload it. Take a small video and upload it. So we start with small blog posts or blog pages. And that is put into the blog system. And it's used for educational purposes with people present in class. And here this is referred to as educational discourse. It can be as a lecture where you use the material and present for the class. It can be that you discuss it with the students, or the students discuss between themselves. Or you can use the material as background for an assignment. All this is referred to as discourse, namely that we talk over the material, we see what is difficult, maybe somebody posed a question, and so on and so forth. And that is a test that the material is more valid and valuable for learning and teaching. Okay, after such a discourse process, which, by the way, is very much how teachers have made textbooks for ages and ages. They start with a lecture note, they try it out for a year or two or three, and then they write a textbook based on their experience. It's the same logic here. So we take this material and we run it through a revision one or more times. And based on that, we can either have new blog posts that we transfer finally to blog pages, or we go straight into blog pages that are more have more enhanced value because it has been tested in real life. And then we use restructuring techniques so that we make some coherence in the material. When we have got a good structure, we can reformat the material and either put it into a massive open online course, which is more strictly structured than a normal blog, or we can put it into an ebook that is an online electronic document, but in the book format with a sequence. Now, it is quite useful when you make an online course to also have some of the material available as an ebook, so that the students might bring that along on the phone or use that as a reference that is totally open and available, all the chapters and so on and so forth, while the online course may be required that you take it step by step. So in this way, you can have a design whereby you start with baby steps to create your first blog posts, and you end up with an entire open online course and or a full ebook. Thank you for your attention.